Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. And yes, I have a summer cold. I know. I've been given a guilt trip already by too many people. I'm fine. I'll live. And if I clear my throat about a dozen times, excuse it now. Okay, folks. It's been 2 weeks. The lovely Shawn Fisher was so busy. And we'll have her on later this year. Or maybe even next year. A funny story. We had a difficulty getting this woman on the first time because of technical difficulty. If I can talk, I'll be happy. Technical difficulties. I'm making sure. Kelly, are you on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Thank God for small miracle. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not read this woman's work, if you don't know who this woman is, I talked to 4 people in the last few weeks. I talked to more than that, but I talked to 4 people, and I said, I got Kelly Stone Gamble on my show. They said, that's good. I'm impressed. You must be doing something right. And I said, oh, yeah, I am. So, Kelly, how are you?
I'm well. I got a summer cold, too. I cleared my throat.
I didn't give it to you. I promise. I didn't give it to you. I'm sucking on a hall. So, if I sound a little hollow, you know why.
Me too. Summer in Las Vegas, when I came out of school,
you're fading out. Can you get closer to the phone so I can hear it? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
I can now. Okay, so tell me about yourself. I know who you are. Tell this lovely audience who you are.
Well, right, of course. I home in Las Vegas, but I live in Oklahoma because I teach humanities and literature. Southeastern Oklahoma University. I could just do it and better place.
Kelly, the connection is terrible. You may want to call back in.
Really?
Okay.
Is that bad?
It's better now. So what do you?
Well,
I know what you write. Tell the audience, what do you write?
The Cadams novels, it's fiction. A little bit country novel set in a woman who thinks I'm crazy. And then they discover that she killed her husband and buried him and murdered there. That there might be a little bit more to it than that.
Well, let me ask you, okay? This from Joellen. She asked, where do you get your ideas from?
This was sitting in here and
Kelly, you may have to call back. You're fading in and out.
I really. Okay, give me 1 minute.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
Okay, she is gone for the moment. Not that she's not a great author. She is. I wanted to talk while she's not here for a second, not because I don't love her, because I do. She's great. before I forget, we have Joanna Wagner, Joanna G. Wagner, and she is an amazing author. On the 10th, we have Renata Mason. On the 17th, we have Cindy Shirley. And on the 24th, we have Sally J. Walker. And so it's going to be a busy, busy September. October, I don't know how many of you are Jewish, but I am taking off Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of the month of October, and also the 8th, which is Yom Kippur. And right after that, on the 15th, we have the lovely Yvonne Mason. So it's busy. And, you know, we have a couple of surprises set up. It'll be a lot of fun. Are you back?
Is this a better connection? Yeah.
Oh,
is
God.
This better?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
I don't
so
know
where
what
were
happened.
We?
I wanted you to tell the audience who you are. I know who you are. I want them to know.
My name's Kelly Stone Gamble. I live in Las Vegas and in Sawyer, Oklahoma. I come to Oklahoma for the school semesters because I teach humanities and literature at Southeastern Oklahoma State University.
So do I call you Professor Gamble or just Kelly? I'm ready to call you professor. Oh my God, it's like when I was teaching in college, it was always Professor Pomerantz, so I understand. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So, do you like teaching?
I love teaching. I was a nurse for 3 years. A lot of administrative, ran home health agencies, assisted living, and then home health. And I just got totally burned out. Age of 40, I don't do this anymore. Back to school. I love to do.
Well, let's say it this way. I don't know if she says, I'm a Kelly too. And how did you start writing?
I kind of have all written. You know, I think a lot of writers with in high school, I was restored to one of my friends around her house. And when I got older, my dad had a club, and he decided to write a book one day, and we would go back and forth with this. And he did. Very young, suddenly, and the very day I started thinking seriously because I to die with that book. So that just kind of gave me a real motivation. Every book I write, I'm named as a or another.
And how many books have you written? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I've written five. Three. My third one is going to be published.
When is it coming out?
September the 17th. Call Me. It is the third and final in Call Me Crazy series.
And, of course, you modeled it after me, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I most certainly did.
Now,
I think followers of the series use of prizes.
Has your husband read your books?
The first one, yes. I'm the second one, too. Because I like to read the grammar to catch errors. And the third one, yeah.
And what was his opinion when he read it?
Well, he loves it. He's very supportive of him. He did go to the house, but other than that, he enjoys them.
And what do you have after the after the last book in the trilogy is released? What do you have next?
After the last book in the trilogy, something completely different. And it can vocalize what it's about at this point. Basically, a woman who has her life by a man, and she's trying to figure out who she is, and in doing so, finds out a lot about herself. That's the best I can do, really, with the description at this point.
Well, let me ask you. Do you go to the casino and get ideas, or where do you get ideas from? This is from
Well, I go to the casino to get money.
Okay, well, I'm just...
My ideas... Yeah. ideas... I get ideas everywhere. This particular series, I was sitting in a bar in New Hampshire watching a infomercial on building koi ponds, and I looked at the bartender and said, gosh, it looks like it'd be a great grave. And he said, a good rain in the body had come up. And I said, ooh, that doesn't sound interesting. He goes, well, it's your story. And right then I said, wow, I guess it is my story. And that's where my book, They Call Me Crazy, starts. In the koi pond. So I think ideas come from different places all the time, and it's just something you hear, and that's the spark it takes.
So did any of your fans decide to give you a koi?
No. No, I don't have a koi. I don't.
Okay,
they give me lots of things, though.
Do you want one, though?
Do I want a koi? A live one? Where would I put him? I guess he could swim in my bathtub.
I understand. Because if your fans are listening, I want to make sure that we send it to Box 2020. You know, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, but right? Right.
Yeah, we'd send it
to
your box.
A lovely piece of artwork. Yeah, send it to my campus. That's just what they need, to have a bunch of live koi shipped to the campus.
So let me ask you, has any of your students become fans of yours?
Yes, I have some students who are very excited about the next book coming out. And they tell all their friends, and they love the books. You know, I teach in a small town. The books take place in a very small town, so they recognize a lot of the characters. And they're funny. My books are funny. I think they're funny.
Yes, they are. And I'm sorry to say it. They are funny. They're very funny.
They are funny.
You gotta stop
Thank
that.
You.
No, I'm just kidding. I was going to say, you gotta stop that. Right. No way.
Yeah,
it gives it an edge.
Yeah, it gives it a little edge. I mean, it's, you know, a woman who kills her husband and she's mentally unstable. You got to take the edge off. So I made it funny.
Just remember, you can always tell them they're guests on my radio show. We have the crazy people when they come out.
Exactly.
I had one guy that called me and said, do you have Prince Albert in a can? And I said, no. Says, well, let him out if you see him. And then he hung up. So, I mean, you know, it depends.
Yeah, that Joe was five.
That's why I stopped taking phone calls, too. Because you get the wonderful people. I'll answer anybody online.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I want to ask somebody... Give me a crazy answer.
So your students are fans of yours. Is the faculty at all fans of yours too?
I have faculty that seem to enjoy them. I was very bad about promoting my work. When they call me today, main campus, everyone was giving that. And that's appreciated. The library is open. Then about products, and I as well.
Okay, let me ask you a silly question. I didn't see it. I looked on Amazon, but I may be wrong. You don't have books on audio yet, do you?
Mm. The first one is on audio.
It is. Well, they didn't have it on Amazon.
Yes.
And I scoured today.
Yes.
I looked for it.
Yeah, it is.
So, you've heard the narrator who reads your books, right?
Yes, I love the narrator.
So, did you give the narrator any tips?
The narrator, of course, you know, we listen to, my publisher and I listen to several narrators. And the woman that we chose is from North Carolina, so she has just enough of that accent to give my books just what they needed, in my opinion. The only thing that I suggested to her when she first read it is she kept pronouncing Roland, Cass's husband, she kept pronouncing his name Roland, and it drove me insane. So I said, please, it's Roland. And that's it. She took it from there,
Francesca,
and I think she did a wonderful job.
Francesca is asking me, who do you read?
Who do I read? I do a lot of proofreading for an editor, so I end up reading a lot of books before they are published. With that said, I have recently discovered that I really like apocalyptic fiction. Never thought that was a genre that I would enjoy. As far as specific authors that I read, I Clive Cussler has to be my all-time favorite ever. Of course, I like Stephen King. I like a little bit of everything. I think it really just takes a good book. And I like reading the classics. I teach humanities, so I do read a lot of the classic books, kind of in a historical context, but I enjoy them.
I love them too, but I don't want to tell anybody that. You don't read.
I do. I read all the time. I read all the time.
Well, I'm going back. I once a year, I read my favorite classic, which is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Ain't the movie. We're talking the book.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
right.
That's a kid's book. So what guilty pleasure did you have?
As far as reading?
As far as reading.
Well, I'll tell you, another thing that I did is I'm a humanities scholar for Oklahoma Humanities, and basically they assign me books, and I go to law schools in these books, and the book club reads the book, and it's because I get some other books I probably normally wouldn't read. 1984, The Great Gatsby must have been on my list, and one of them that I have is a collection of short stories by Love.
They're not doing the Scarlet Letter again?
No. I haven't had that one yet. I enjoyed
that's
that
one of my favorites. Tell you, that's one of my favorites, and it's so topical now. It's so topical now.
All classic to be As I Lay Dying by William Faulkner.
I love Faulkner.
Will Faulkner can pull it off. Yeah, I can. But I love As I Lay Dying. That's definitely one of my favorites.
So I tell know. Them where they can get your books. Where a reader can go on Amazon, Kobo, whatever, and get your books and spend money.
Amazon, Kobo, Google Play, Barnes & Noble, all the books are online. Right now, Call Me Crazy and Call Me a Daddy are both in Kindle Unlimited as well, so if you are a subscriber to that, you can read them for free.
I think I'm going to go and get them for free. Okay, never mind. Showing how cheap I am, right?
I mean,
and the third one is coming out
awesome. September the 7th. Shortly around here. But there is if you're going to get it now, before the price goes up.
Okay. And are you doing any book shows in the upcoming months other than teaching?
I then I'm talking to about doing book things. I have been set time. The places. Baxter Springs, Kansas, and Baxter Springs is kind of the inspiration for down my books. So I always do a book launch slash training in Baxter Springs. Citizens of Baxter Springs have been very successful work, and Baxter Springs is okay. This on TikTok books. Just for everybody, come to Kansas, Route 66.
And when is that?
At the end of October. I do not have a date yet.
You mean you're not going to do a big Vegas show? I mean, really?
One thing in the this semester is over because I will go back to Vegas over the Christmas day. And I will definitely.
So, should they go over to Oklahoma and come watch you teach?
Sure. I love my classroom. Movies and poems, vanity class, talk about art.
Well, let me ask you, what's your weirdest fan story?
My weirdest fan story?
Yes.
I don't think I have one. I don't
think you
I
were, you've been
have,
lucky.
You know, I have a lot of my friends have sent me pictures of my interesting in places, and I've used a lot of those pictures, and some have been so creative. The one that, like, the actually around with the hand, my favorite. And strip club, got pictures of my book in lots of places, and I think that's kind of fun. Please send me pictures.
They send you pictures.
Yeah.
What kind of pictures are they sending you?
No, peacefully dead. They're just pictures in places, strip clubs. Lots of strip clubs. Since I have in my book.
So what's your next book after this series?
Are you still planning? During the building of the Hoover, going on for about 10 years. In my life, another one that playing with this up.
So, I'm sorry? I didn't hear what you said.
Read.
Okay.
Maybe I'll time and read.
Well, it's funny. We have 5 minutes left of the time. And somebody asks me, have you ever written a short story or a book in a night or more?
Actually, I used to enter contests of the 24-hour short con. I think it was Writers Weekly. And I won a nice where basically it and 24 hours. We called crazy the draft. I set a year to go it. I had the story in my head. I just wrote. I just, gosh, 20 hours, no problem.
Well, you've impressed me, ma'am. I've only heard rumors from other people who think you write the best, or one of the best writers around, next to Miss Peterman, but that's beside them. I don't want to get killed, but no, that's what they're saying, and I'm like, okay. I hate when they place an author against an author. They start driving me crazy. I mean, all authors to me are alike. Not saying you're writing the same things, but you're alike. You're all working,
mm-hmm.
and for the better good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean,
in the 4 minutes we have,
supportive.
Anything you want to talk about?
Something.
I'm sorry?
Writers in general. I said, I think that writers in general, we all work hard. And, you know, some of us have a little more stress, some of us have a little less than others. And I think that it's important as writers to be supportive of each other and not competitive. It's a hard gig. It is. Being in the market. And just something that not a lot of people stand if they're in the business. So I think it's important for us to see each other and listen to think from. We all have a venting partner that we can scream about anything. Things are important.
And we have about a minute left. Let me thank you very much for coming. And this has been,
you're welcome.
This
thanks
long
for me.
Coming. Next week, oh God, next week, we have the lovely Janine Wagner, and talking about her books. And I will be doing some other work with a few other people on the radio, including Marcia Casper Cook. Excuse me. Got that cough. Oh, God. But I'll be walking around Blog Talk. And you guys have the pleasure of listening. Thank you, Kelly Stone Gamble. Be well. Fly right.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming. Have a good night.
You too. Take a drop.